Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today I just want to talk about a few verses that I think are important with regards to the Bible and the subject of clarity itself. So let's take a look. It seems that the Bible says that all of the Bible is clear and to be taken as a lesson. We see that in 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says what? For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. So it seems that, look, if something is from God, it should make sense. You know, this is, I mean, if something doesn't make sense, usually, you know, you feel it, right? Like something's illogical, it doesn't sit right, and you feel like I have to reanalyze it, re-understand it. But when somebody says something that's true, it goes in easy, easily digestible, feels right. You know, somebody explains 2 + 2 = 4, the kid sees it, gets the end, now I get it. You know, in math or in anything else in life, when something makes sense, it just seems to, you have that moment of relief that something makes sense. So I personally like this verse a lot, that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. In other words, when the truth of God comes, one of the qualities that it's truth and that it's from God is that it offers a sense of peace. I think this is a very beautiful verse. And furthermore, it says in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. So, you know, it would be kind of weird to think that some portions of scripture are good and then others are bad or something like this. No, all of it is from God, so all of it should be good. So this seems to be saying that, look, it doesn't matter if you're taking from the Old Testament or the New Testament, all of it is supposed to be good, all of it is supposed to offer clarity, all of it is supposed to give you peace at heart, which I think is a very beautiful concept. And furthermore, because it's clear and it has good teachings and good morals and so forth, we find in 1 Peter 3:15 it says that Christians should be able to clarify their beliefs, and that seems to make sense. It says what? But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. So you should always be ready to explain why. It seems that the idea is that, look, the truth is clear, the truth is something that is obvious. And so you should be able to learn the truth and be able to convey it anytime. You should always be ready to convey it and be very convincing. Do so in a gentle way, in a respectful way, in a loving way, in a kind way. But have your reasons. It should be rational, logical, clear. Right? Okay. So it also says that Christ and the gospel are mysteries. So that's another. Seems to be kind of going in the opposite direction. You have in Ephesians 3:4, it says what? In reading this then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ. So he's describing Christ as a mystery. It's kind of the opposite of clarity, right? When you think about clarity, mystery, they seem like antonyms. Ephesians 6:19, pray also for me that whenever I speak, my words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. So apparently Christ is a gospel and the gospel is a mystery. Excuse me, that the Christ is a mystery and that the gospel is a mystery as well. And then it says what? In Colossians 4:3 it says what? And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains. And then finally it also says in Romans 16:25, now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past. So you have these two concepts that I think are somewhat problematic, and usually this manifests when discussing with a Christian that, you know, you try to talk to them about the clarity and the beauty of Islam, and you say, doesn't this make sense? And they're like, well, okay, it makes sense. And I'm like, do you realize that you're not making much sense in your beliefs, and there seems to be a lot of contradictions? And then they'll usually say, well, it is a mystery, and they'll maybe cite these passages that say, look, it's the mystery of Christ or the mystery of the gospel. But then at the same time, you have those prior verses that say it's supposed to be clear, and you're supposed to be able to rationally explain it. So which one is it? And this is a smaller point. And the reason I think it's a smaller point is because I think there's a context here that might be able to explain it, but I'm just giving you guys the verse so that you can look into it more yourselves. But this is 2 Chronicles 18:20-22. It says what? Finally, a spirit came forward, stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. I think this is speaking about like a devil, like a shaitan, like a demon. And then, by what means, the Lord asked, I will go and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all his prophets, he said. You will succeed in enticing him, said the Lord. Go and do it. So now the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouths of these prophets of yours. The Lord has decreed disaster for you. I just found that odd that it says that God is sending prophets to deceive people. I mean, I think generally speaking, we think of prophets as people who send guidance, not to deceive them. And so it seems a little confusing. Perhaps the context is talking about something about like how these people had done wrong, and so this is a punishment upon them. So I guess you could make sense of that. But I just think in general, you know, the idea that is the Bible supposed to be clear, or is the gospel supposed to be a mystery that is confusing? Is Christ supposed to be clear or something confusing? Should you be able to explain it, or is this a mystery you can't really explain? Are prophets sent to clarify things, or have they been sometimes sent to deceive people? I think these are interesting verses that perhaps need further discussion and analysis. But I just thought that was something you guys can look into. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.